There goes usual, over a million people expected to gather at New York's Times Square for this year's annual ball drop.
Yeah.
Button's going to be pushed by Lady Gaga.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So there you go. Been doing this since 1909, 102 years.
Yeah. There's going to be a special, the Dick Clark deal is going to be kind of special because this is the 40th year that he's done this. So they're going to have highlights, like 40 of the grand highlights over the last 40 years of the New Year's Eve show.
Well, it's called
Happy New Year 1981.
Yeah.
Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Because we need something else with Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Dick's 38th year on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing I read yesterday said they were celebrating the 40th.
Well,
so
the show is 40th, but remember,
he missed a couple of years because of the stroke, of course. Yeah, right.
Back on that first show, Al Green, Helen Reddy, and Three Dog Night were performers.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. And, you know, it used to be called Longacre Square a long time ago before it became Times Square.
Yeah.
So
remember when you and I were growing up, New Year's Eve was always sitting with the folks watching Guy Lombardo. Remember that, Scott?
Oh, yeah. And this band of Canadians or whatever they were called.
That's right. It was Guy Lombardo.
Yeah.
That was how you brought in New Year's Eve.
Now, in Las Vegas, they're expecting 314,000 people. I don't know how they got.
That seems a little precise.
I'm sorry you can't come in. We've already got 314,000 people.
They had 313 last year, so they wanted to up it by 1,000.
Yeah, making it the nation's second largest New Year's Eve. In Las Vegas, their idea of a party is to blast fireworks off the rooftops of 8 different properties on the Strip. The Stratosphere, which hopefully they're steam cleaning inside and out for this, all the way down to the Tropicana. So there you are if you wanted to see some of that. But for the rest of us, well, we'll just have to be...
There's Festivus.
That's right. Yeah. We'll just have to be content with Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin co-hosting CNN's coverage.
Yeah, just watch them flirt with each other all night.
Okay. And of course, remember that different networks are going to be having marathons of their big shows. Mm-hmm. On AMC, it'll be the Walking Dead marathon. So if you want to catch up with that, get that started at 10 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Eve. BBC America will be showing Top Gear. I don't know what that is. Bravo will show a Real Housewives marathon. A&E, this is the one I think I'm going to capture, Dog the Bounty Hunter marathon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hadn't been watching enough Dog the Bounty Hunter.
None of us have, Scott.
Yep. Sci-Fi is going to do Twilight Zone. Spike TV will do the Jaws movies back to back to back to back to back to back.
Oh, really?
Back. Yep.
Really? I saw a great documentary about the making of Jaws last week.
The shark wasn't real.
It was a two-hour deal, and it was really interesting, the background of that movie.
TBS is going to do Big Bang Theory, and Spike TV will show Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. If you want to partake in that, there are people in television who think a lot of themselves. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Golly, it happens.
You're saving the biggest headlines for the end of the year.
I know. It happens. Comes now the story of Henry DiCarlo. Henry DiCarlo is a weather guy. At KTLA in Los Angeles. And quite often what they'll do is they'll send the weather guy out to do an interview or something before he does the weather. You know, a little chit-chat with somebody, and then it's time for the weather.
Well, the morning show format.
Yes, exactly. They'll get out there and do something. Well, things didn't go so well on KTLA with Henry DiCarlo.
Oh, no.
He starts the interview. They edit out the interview because we don't want to listen to that. And then things get... No, testy.
Hey, Ginger, thank you very much. We are live this morning at Union Station downtown. I'm with Richard Katz right now, and we'll get to your weather in just a second.
And so
perfect.
They did the
thank you so much for spending time with us. All right, we're going to talk a little weather right now, and we'll get you caught up to date. You know what? It's so interesting. I'm in the communications business, and it seems like there's so little communication. When you send a weatherman out to do the weather, but you're also sending him to do a story, you might want to give him a little extra time.
Oh.
But that's just me. Anyway,
We
don't have time for weather, folks. I'm just doing what I'm told, and that was to do an interview. So I'll tell you what. We'll have somebody else handle weather. We'll send it back to you in the studio.
Did Henry DiCarlo just have a fit on live TV?
I don't think he's happy.
Yeah, he's not happy. Wow. Maybe
we'll work on that.
Maybe we'll give him a little cheese to go with that wine out there.
I love how the anchors just tear into it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They just threw him under the bus. So you know they get along when the camera's off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah, guy, you think he got a C-me note from the general manager?
Well, not sure. Well, yeah. Hey, here you go. Got to be happy about this. According to CNET.com, there's a new fee that goes into effect on January the 15th from Verizon. Oh. An internal memo leaked yesterday revealed that Verizon plans to charge customers $2 every time you pay your bill online or directly over the phone. That'll go into effect January 15th. Customers who use auto pay or pay the bills with electronic check will not be charged. Neither will customers using a standard paper check or money order.
Ah, good. Good.
Howsomever.
Yeah.
There are other fees there as well. Do you know about the shortfall charge that Verizon has?
I don't.
You see.
Is it new?
It's local. No, it's not, as a matter of fact. Local Verizon, that if you don't use $5 worth of long distance, they'll charge you $5 anyway.
Oh, good.
How you like that? It's called the shortfall charge. $5. So in other words, you get charged for not making enough long distance calls every month. Okay, not using the product, you get charged.
This is regular Verizon.
Yeah.
This isn't Verizon
Wireless.
No.
See how that works, though. Yes. Your local Verizon, if you don't use $5 worth of long distance, they're going to go ahead and charge you $5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but who has add-on residential long distance anymore that's not included in the baseline
well,
of the phone?
Yeah, they call person-to-person. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I mean,
I want to talk to Grandma Sue person-to-person, please.
Talk fast and loud, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, apparently they...
Remember you used to use person-to-person when you went on a trip and you didn't want to pay for it, but you wanted to tell them you got there okay? Remember that?
Tom.
Oh, right.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I want to talk person to person to Betty.
Okay.
Sorry,
she's
not
here.
Tell her
I made it here safe. Is calling.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Chase said, who has residential long distance? If you do that god awful bundling plan with anything, it's forced upon you.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's part of that deal. All right.
Well, but a lot of those long distance is included. It's included in the cost of the phone line on some of the bundling.
But I say what they're saying is check your Verizon local to make sure that there's not a shortfall charge.
Mm-hmm.
Look in your bill. And again, if you've looked at your phone bill, there's only about 27 different taxes on there too. If you've noticed that, there's a few, fees for this and fees for that, but you might want to check on that and see. And then there's the story this morning of Rebecca Stillwell from Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Another Florida story. Flew with her husband to Oregon for Christmas, and when she got her credit card bill for the flight, she called to complain because Delta charged her an additional $200 for bringing pets on board. She didn't bring any pets.
Oh.
Delta refused to refund her money, saying that she can't prove that she didn't take her dogs on the plane.
Oh, my goodness. Well, ma'am, you say you didn't take, but there's no way we can prove that you didn't take your dogs on the plane.
Well, every time I fly, I can't prove I don't have a pet.
Yeah.
Yes,
Well, this apparently went on for 3 hours on the phone, according to Rebecca. Finally, a supervisor came on. After 3 hours, the supervisor comes on. I think I would have been asking for the supervisor before that.
I don't think Rebecca's very pushy.
No. Supervisor came on, said there was a mix-up with her credit card. Her card number closely matched somebody who did have a pet on board. Uh-huh.
Closely matched?
Yeah.
It was just a couple of numbers off?
It had the same number of digits? What? Closely matched.
Gee, you kind of want to get those numbers right, don't you?
Well, one would hope, yeah.
Because
you'd hate to actually have a charge for something you didn't actually buy or do.
That's when you ask that supervisor, how would you like it if someone whose credit card number closely matched yours was buying implements of terrorism?
Yeah. There might be a knock on the door in the middle of the night that you hadn't anticipated.
Hi, this is...